Okay, this is part two of my interview with Jay Schaefer, and I am asking the question to him now about an idea that he came up with that we might use to promote tiny houses on wheels within jurisdictions as acceptable alternative housing of a sort. So Jay, you propose that we change the name Tiny Houses on Wheels to Habitable Vehicles, or HV for short. Can you explain what you mean by this?
I don't really think it's necessary to change any terms in particular. Tiny House on Wheels is fine. I just think that the distinction that would come, that there needs to be a distinction made between RV, recreational, and HV, or tiny house on wheels, or whatever you want to call it, that is a full-time residence on wheels. More to the point, I don't know if it's, in my mind, we've made great strides in the last couple decades because stick-built houses now don't require so much space, and that's been a huge thing. I mean, we can build developments of tiny houses, or whatever you want to call them. I just call them efficient, well-designed houses. Although colloquially, I always slip back to tiny houses too. We can, there are ways to do this that are already legal. If you want to go the RV route though, RVs are officially supposed to be designed for seasonal use only. So you'd have to make a distinction for HVs or tiny houses on wheels or whatever you want to call them, that says these are designed for full-time habitation. And that wouldn't be hard as far as changing the rules from RV standards right now. You might need a little bit more insulation perhaps. They would probably be geared in terms of design more for habitation rather than a nightclub for 8 to 10 to 20 of your best friends at the RV park, because you'd be living in there most likely. And most of the, many of the RV designs right now are for, recreational, as they're supposed to be. So I hope people don't get too caught up in the distinctions suggested by words and terms. Tiny house doesn't really exist. It's two words, it's an adjective and a noun. And all I mean really when I say tiny house or a small house is just a house that's really well designed to meet the needs of the occupants and not exceed those needs. So it winds up being, well, that's what good design is called. You could just call it a well-designed house. Composition in art is judged by its strength. In other words, just the composition has to, all the parts have to work together with each other and as a whole. When it comes to house design, same thing. If you got extra parts, you got to get rid of them in order for it to be composed well. Adding on a lot of extra parts to a house is not good composition. It's not efficient. Good design is efficient. It's just like nature. Nature's a great designer. Don't throw in a bunch of extra parts. So I do worry sometimes. I'm not worried per se, but I do find, I'm at least amused by and somewhat concerned by the term tiny house getting thrown around so much as if it were a particular thing. It really, to me, just means still, like I said from the get-go, a house in which all space is used well. And that could be a house on wheels, a house on a foundation, be it modular, manufactured, stick-built, what RV, whatever. And we've come a long way, because now we can build stick houses that are basically the same size as a lot of the tiny houses out there. The stuff that people generally consider a tiny house. It doesn't have to be on wheels. But if we want to make an easy switch to the codes, we might categorize the tiny houses on wheels as RVs, but change it up a bit with the habitable distinction, whatever it's called.
Okay, great. I think that really explains things, and I think we'll end the interview here. So
thank goodness.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you, Amy.